Page Reish Samach Tes. Correct? Reish Samach Ches. Reish Samach Ches. Zachartem, the new piece. Okay, we were discussing the tzitzis. Now we go on to the next words. Zachartem is kol mitzvais Hashem vasisem oisam. You will remember all of God's commandments and do them. Av sheposach hakosav bekol mitzvais. Yeshleim eshein oisam kolo kol mitzvis elu sheshayich lekayim asiyasan. You have to understand what this means. Even though it says all the mitzvahs of Hashem, ein oisam kolo kol mitzvis ela elu sheshayich lekayim asiyasan, the ones that it's possible to perform. There it says asisem is called. The first time it mentions the kol mitzvah Hashem uzchartem is kol mitzvah Hashem by remembering. In other words, here it says the word call by uzchartem is called mitzvah Hashem asisam oisam, and later when it mentions zechira and asiya, both psukim are identical, that it mentions remembering the mitzvahs and doing them. First book says remember all and do them. Second one says remember and do all. So all is switched. Halei davarhu. Needs an explanation. So this is his explanation. Hine begins with introduction. Baal chayvus halavavos v'agdama chelek mitzvus ha'Torah l'shnei chalek mitzvus ha'Torah l'shnei sugim. There are two groups. You divide all the mitzvus of the Torah into two groups. Mitzvus ha'ivarim ha'inase de kli agof. The mitzvus that are done physically, that are performed physically. Umitzvus halavava is shekiyum an idea klei machshava v'aseichel. Some mitzvahs are obligations that a person has to do by thinking, like having emunah in Hashem. So some are mitzvahs you do, and some are mitzvahs that you think. Hine, ha mitzvahs hanasas ayedei heivorim. The mitzvahs that you do physically tluyos biyecholas hagufnius. They're subject to the physical ability to do it. You have to be able to do it physically. If you have to be in Eretz Yisrael, you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do the mitzvah. If you have to be a farmer, it's separate lech shechum peya, and you're not a farmer, so you can't do it. The mitzvahs that involve physical action are dependent on yecholas haguftias, on it being physically available. Ubavadei ein beefsharis ha'adam l'kayim kol tariag mitzvahs. Not possible for anybody to do all 613. Shariyetz mitzvahs ha'miyuchadeis l'melech. Some mitzvahs are only incumbent on a king. Yesh mitzvahs ha'kayin. Yesh mitzvahs ha'shoiftim. Some mitzvahs are to judges who kiyotzeba. So the performance of all physical mitzvahs is not possible by anyone. Performing all the physical mitzvahs is not shayach to anybody, because everybody together could do it, but no, not individually. Have a chiyav al limud shayach b'chol mitzvahs. The chiyav to learn, which is in the mind, is shaya pachala mitzvahs. That is not physical. So wherever you are, you can do it. Vizel. Uzchartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Uzchartem, you should remember, in aschira hainu alimud, shikra alimud hayabal peh. The main learning is not a physical action, it's by heart. But it's shikhan iskar kala Torah kula. Shayach pachol mitzvahs Hashem. So uzchartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Remembering, you can remember or learn all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Aval asiya lo nimtza b'kol ha-mitzvahs. Doing it is not found by all mitzvahs. Ela v'asisem oisam. The asiya is some. So uzchartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Remembering is all. V'asisem oisam. And do the ones ma'asher b'efsharos l'kayim. That's how he's translating this pasuk. Agav Noyer. Agav, I'll mention Shulai Nirmis in Yizeh B'Tchelas HaTzitzis. This is hinted in the Tchelas. Shekolzman, Shabotla HaTchelas, Ein Lo Koyach HaZechira Karoy. Kolzman, that we don't have Tchelas. The Koyach HaZechira, we said the red, the blue, symbolizes the action, raising your kedusha. Interesting. He says when tchelas comes back, we're going to learn again baal peh. And this is a chiddush that at some point in the future, the main limud will be baal peh. Today, all our limud is in svarim. They say when the tchelas comes back, the ikal limud will be baal peh. The liskar is kol ha'tayr. So that's the first pasuk. Uschaitem, learn all the mitzvahs and do the ones you can do. And what about the second one? Second one says leman tiskeru, asisem is kol. A pasuk hasheni yosif b'mitzvahs halvavos. The second pasuk talks about those mitzvahs that are in the mind. Shuhemshuch v'leisasur achre levavchem v'achre einechem. Don't stray after your hearts and your eyes. Shakol chayavim ben. When it comes to things that have to do with human nature, when it talks about controlling your desires of your heart and your taivis, to try to get the mind to focus on God, anybody can do it. So he's saying one pasuk refers to physical mitzvahs and one to the mental, mitzvahs in the life. Much easier to do the physical mitzvahs than the mitzvahs that have to do with thought. It's really very, very tricky. It's everybody has a different nature, but my nature is I don't like. I like to be doing something. I like to use my time and do something. Now, really, you know, Rabbi Miller went for a walk. Seems mekayim de chayvus alvavis, the mitzvahs of the heart. He walked and he thought about God. And he thought about emuna and the beauty of the bria and the taivis that we have to squelch. When I go for a walk, it's very hard. I don't know. Do you? How about you? I don't know. I find it hard to focus on one thing the whole time. No, am I the only one? I guess I think about everything. Sometimes I have a chain of thoughts. And I chop. You know. So when I think about this, I don't know. I can trace my chain of thoughts. It went like from here, to Trump, to supper, to, I don't know. I don't know. It's very hard to discipline the mind. It's much easier. I find it much easier to do something physical. And even learning, you focus on something of interest. So it keeps you going. But what I noticed many years ago is that the Musa Svarim, when they talk about the different Nisyainos, different tests that people have. I don't remember in any of the Musa Svarim I learned that they talk about daydreaming while you're learning. Or even daydreaming and davening, which today is a big thing. I was having kavana. But, like, the Yetzirah to just, I don't know. To daydream while you learn, yeah. No. I don't know. I don't notice that the Musa Svarim talk about it. I don't know. Yeah. You still go for walks? Yeah. You gave him a sir.
He didn't say that I'm walking in my office. Thank you. I'm going to keep that in mind. And the person realized, a few weeks later, when he was a Chassanish. I'm sorry.
One of my favorite stories about Rabbi Miller, someone told it in Yeshiva, somebody wanted to talk to him about something. He said he doesn't have time. He said, I know you go for a walk, so you go down Ocean Park for a walk. Can I walk with you and I'll talk to you? Miller said, I'll tell you what, you can walk with me, but when I walk, I go for my walk, I pick up rubber bands. The mailmen, I don't know if you ever noticed, they drop rubber bands all over New York City. If you walk down most streets, you'll find one or two. So when I walk, I pick up the rubber bands. And if I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to get distracted. You have to get the rubber bands. So, you know, if Rabbi Miller, anything could be. So he said, okay. So they went for a walk, and he spoke to him, and he came back, and yeah, yeah, like that, dozen rubber bands. So he gives it to Rabbi Miller. Rabbi Miller says, I don't need these rubber bands. He says, I thought you'd collect them. He says, look, it's a summer day. You're a young man. You're going to walk down Osher Parkway. Who knows what you're going to look at? So this way, I had you looking at the floor. You know, look at anything you shouldn't be looking at, and you picked up two rubber bands. Isn't that great? A typical Rabbi Miller. Okay. Okay, at any rate, this is how it's interesting how Rav Schwab sort of takes apart the psukim and tries to analyze them. Alright, let's see the next. V'loy sasuru achrei levavichem v'achrei einechem. Okay, a lot is made over the idea that this seems to be out of order. V'loy sasuru, don't stray. Achrei levavichem, after your hearts and after your eyes. Usually, if you see something improper, so then the mind, the lev, or the taiva follows. So it seems to be out of order. What? At the end of Shlach, right. So I think Rashi brings, if I'm not mistaken. Ha'lev ha'inayim heimiraglim leguf misarshven loy es ha'averus. I'm Rashi. Misarshven means to be a broker, like a middleman. The eye and the heart bring sin to person. Ha'ayin raya ha'lev chaymed. The eye sees, and the heart desires, v'aguf oises haveres. So the way haveres happens is a person sees something. It doesn't mean only znus, even the geneva has geneva star. You see something you want, and a person has a taiva to steal it, and then the guf does the haveres. So it's out of order. It says the eye sees, and the heart desires. It should say, it's all out of order. So I think we have Schwab, let's see what he says. He addresses this. Let's see what he says. V'loy sasur. What is sasur? Don't stray. Meloshin mitur ha'aretz. From the language of traveling, searching the land. Loshin chipus v'rigol. Loshin of searching and walking. Kabay v'yesuru es eretz kana, like the spies who searched the land. Hakavana sha'adam sikrani b'tivai. By nature, a person is a gazer. He likes to look. People like to look all over the place. V'yeshay d'chifa lachgar v'lidrash. And he has a desire. He's pushed to examine things, to investigate. Hakol ha'misrachish svivai. And anything that happens around him. U'ritzayin eladas. Mihu umahu. A person wants to know who he is and what's going on around him. V'chein chayfeis b'chosid re'teva. The person has a nature, human nature, to investigate the world around him. The person has the desire to investigate the past. The person has a desire to try to predict the future. This is all part of the natural curiosity of a person. Vizira Torah. So the Torah says this, the mind is inquisitive. By nature, everybody's mind is inquisitive. You want to know? So the Torah says, Shabisha Shatem Afilin Sikranoisechem B'choprati HaMetzias. When you're working with your investigation on all of nature, Dugmas Hamiragel Achaydar Mechapis Bochminis Aretz, like a spy who's searching the earth, Loisa Sura Lacharachre Levavchem. Don't stray. Don't search to go after your hearts. Kifi tayvis levavchem, v'achreinechem, shekishetiglu hatzefunais, leizekablu roisha bashitchi ka'amiti. When you're going to reveal the what's hidden, you won't see things accurately if it's based on your taiva, on your desire. She'ein ha-metziyus ha-mitis kefishu niris la'ayin b'mabit pashit. Not everything is the way it looks at first glance. What does he mean, not everything is the way it looks? Dugma l'davar. Chayk v'yateva ichichu sh'aylam kaim kevar kama rivvei rivvei shayim. I don't know, I was in Manhattan, I had a Uber ride home, and the fellow had the news on, and it was apparently something in the news that they adjusted the age of the universe by a billion years today. Anybody know about it? Know you anything about it? They adjusted it downward by a billion years, which is only about, 8% off. Imagine if your accountant told you, just $1 billion off. I don't know. But he's saying, nobody heard any of this. I don't usually hear the radio. I heard this on the way. It said the journal something or other. I don't know what the journal is. Which journal is some scientific journal. So they say the world is so and so many years old. The world is really 57, 79. Hashem created a world that had age, just like created Adam. And Adam already had age. He wasn't a one-day-old baby. Hashem created a world that had a certain age. And also the investigation and the evolution of living creatures. And they say that human beings come from monkeys. That's what it looks like at the first glance. Don't rush to conclusions based on what you see. Yeah.